On Sunday, which happened to be Robert Frost's birthday, I drove up to Virginia to give a talk at the Unitarian Church. It was one of those perfect early spring days, the temperature above freezing, the deep blue sky speckled with circling bald eagles and rough-legged hawks. Unfortunately, I didn't leave early enough to mosey on my way up, but afterwards I drove back home via the Sac Zim Bog. By then, of course, it was early afternoon, which is the worst time of day to look for birds, and so there really weren't many. The first bird I saw was a winter species, the northern shrike, perched on a wire, scrutinizing the dregs of snow for any tiny movements that might signify a mouse or an insect meal. When he took off, the bright sun dancing on his rapidly beating wings made them sparkle the way light bounces off an icicle. So there was evidence that winter was still holding on, but not far down the road was a definite sign of spring in a flock of six robins drinking in a roadside puddle. Light doesn't sparkle off robins. The warmth they carried was in the promise of balmy days ahead. I was hungry to hear one singing, so I opened my window, but these birds were still in their winter flock mode, keeping the peace by keeping quiet. When a robin sings, it affects other males the way a person who suddenly brings up politics at a family gathering does. Everyone else suddenly chimes in and even attacks, or quietly takes their leave. So when I opened my window, all I heard was the gurgle of a little roadside stream of meltwater. The bright sun was producing plenty of thermals, and I soon came upon six restless, rough-legged hawks. One was perched on a power pole facing the wind, but lifting its tail, its wings slightly open, as if it were deliberating about whether to take off or not. The other five were in the air, circling in the blue sky. One was the very dark color phase, very black forward, the trailing edge of the wing silvery, rather like a turkey vulture if you're not paying attention. The others each had a black belly band and a black circle at the bend of each wing. Roughlegs are a bit colonial and don't often hunt in such large groups. These six were all in just one very large field, so I suspect they were on the move. A few chickadees flew over, and I spied a large flock of Bohemian waxwings on the move, but otherwise there wasn't much to see for several miles, until I came upon a large group of ravens feeding on a carcass, probably a deer, in a field, and in a nearby tree perched an adult bald eagle. And that was about it. Not a lot of birds, all things considered, but I got plenty of joy in the ones that were there and found plenty of proof that spring is on its way. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.